Praise God. Welcome to Pastor O's Corner, episode 10. My name is Oluwakin Kumi, pastor of High Life Christian Center. It's such a privilege to share God's word with you. In this episode, we're going to continue from where we left off last week. More than the bread, it's about a relationship. Because of the nature of our relationship with the Lord, the motivation of our heart is very important to Him. It is more important than our actions. Being human, we are usually prone to looking at external actions, but the Lord looks beyond that. He looks at our hearts. He sees our deepest motivation. The Master quoted Isaiah in Mark 7:6. Jesus replied, "You hypocrites, Isaiah was right about you when he prophesied about you, for he wrote, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship is a farce, for they teach man-made ideas as commands from God.'" I hope this blesses you. Catch you at the end of the podcast. Let's look at Luke chapter 10, verse 17 to 20. Say to your neighbor, it's about a relationship. Okay, the backdrop to this, if you read the whole of Luke chapter 10, Jesus sent his disciples out. He gave them authority to heal the sick, to change people's lives. The disciples came back and they gave him a report of what had happened. So if we pick it up from verse 17, it says, "When the 72 disciples returned, they joyfully reported to him, 'Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name.'" Isn't that exciting? Would you want to see somebody who is going crazy, you pray for them in the name of Jesus and they're free? If you've ever had that experience before, it can make you feel, you know, like, wow, I've got something here. Can anybody relate to that? Okay. But you can feel like that. I remember one experience in particular. I felt, wow, Lord, wow, this is wonderful. Then he says, "Yes," he told them, "I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Look, I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you." There's a scripture where it talks about the devil, and it says that Satan is the prince and the power of the air. Have you ever heard that before? So some Christians decided that in order for them to deal with the prince and the power of the air, they should get a plane. Can you imagine the cost of getting an airline, chartering a plane, to fly, to pray in the sky, to combat the prince of the power of the air? Yet, the early apostles did it without having to fly a jet. And there's some in America that handle snakes, but that's not what Jesus said. He was talking in context about the devil. And that's why as a Christian, you don't have to be afraid of witchcraft. You don't have to be afraid of any of that nonsense, because it's all rubbish. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but what I'm saying is that if you're a child of God, you need not fear them. And you don't need to be a part of people who keep accusing their grandma just because she's lost her teeth, that she's the one affecting them. Because you forget that one day you'll be old too. You don't want your own children to accuse you. Amen? Anyway, let's move on from there. Because that's where a lot of people buy into, based on some of their misconception about scripture. He says, "But don't rejoice because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names are registered in heaven." Amen. See? So here he is again, raining on their parade. They're excited about something, but say, no, don't get distracted. The most important thing is the fact that your name is registered in heaven. It's the relationship that you have with me that matters more than all this other stuff. Have you not seen in Matthew chapter 7 where it says that many will say on that day, "Lord, I casted out demons in your name. I did all this stuff in your name." And what did Jesus say? He said he would say to them, "Depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of lawlessness." So in spite of all their so-called miracles and stuff and all the things they proclaim or they say they did for him, Jesus said, "You know what, you were doing it, but I don't know you." Because the whole thing is about a relationship with him. That's what it's about. It's about you having a one-on-one relationship with your Heavenly Father. One of the things I learned, and I learned it a very long time after I'd been a Christian, and to some of you, my son, are you so thick that you didn't really get this? You kind of know it, but the reality didn't hit me. That as a Christian, the heart behind what you do is more important than what you do. You know, some guys can be so nice to you. "Oh man, you're great." But the motive is wrong. The guy is making you feel good about yourself because he's trying to take advantage of you. So you might walk and say, "Oh, he's a loving guy. He's a wonderful guy." Somebody else who has been bitten by that same individual will tell you, "Yeah, beneath the mask, there's an ugly side." But they won't show it to you because their motives are veiled. You see, so with God, motive is everything. Motive is everything. Preachers, I know we don't say this a lot, but motive is everything. Your motive is more important to God. Your motive is more important to Him than what you bring. There's somewhere in the scripture, Jesus said that they praise me with their mouth, but their heart is far away from me. Why? Because they might be praising, but their heart is not here. I said this to say something. For those of us who grew up from a background where we were told we were cursed if we don't tithe, and that's the reason why our business falls apart, and that's the reason why our business won't work, and that's the reason why, you know, you're sick, and that's the reason why things are not working for you, because that's what you hear. Some people even say that if you don't tithe, you won't go to heaven. That's just how ridiculous some people have said. Some people have said, if you don't tithe, you're not... The tithe is the covenant connector. I was discussing with somebody this week about that. And I said, the covenant connector cannot be the tithe. Because you're talking about what connects you to the covenant. It's got to be the blood of Jesus. I said, can you ever see how ridiculous that statement is? And the person who said that has a following of about 4,000 to 5,000 people in his audience. I said, can you not think that that's actually... When she thought about it, she said, you know what? When I really think about it, that was a ridiculous statement he just made. Because a lot of times we don't think. Yeah? So the point is, those of us who grew up under that tradition, we would tithe even though we're grumbling. Even though we know it's hard. Even though we can't even afford to switch the lights on, we would do it. And we'll be upset because the breakthrough hasn't come. And nothing has happened. But do you know what? Because you're grumbling, the fact that you're grumbling alone, you might as well keep your money in your pocket. Because if you want to give, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, that God loves a cheerful giver. So how can you give cheerfully when you have to give your 10% grumbling? Is that cheerful? Can you see what I'm saying? So that doesn't make sense. But we need to think about that. I just felt I should throw that in, that the relationship with God is more important than the act. And the heart by which we do things is more important. There's no point in you giving all your service to the church and you're grumbling all the way doing it. You might as well not do nothing because God is not receiving that. He wants you to be cheerful and give something to Him cheerfully. When you think about that, then you realize that it's about a relationship. It is more about a relationship than just function. And then whatever you do as a Christian comes out of an outflow of that relationship you have with God. Are you with me? Roll the dice. What's happening? Oh, I said this before, but you know when I was talking about signs and wonders and chasing that? I've covered that, but Matthew 24:24, you can check that. It says, false messiahs and false prophets will rise up and perform great signs and wonders so as to deceive, if possible, even God's chosen ones. See, that's what scares me, that even God's chosen ones could be deceived. So that means even believers could easily be deceived by false signs and wonders. Because the whole purpose of me telling you I've got something that you don't have and can never have except you come to me, is to bring you in. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that God doesn't perform miracles. I'm not saying God doesn't answer prayer, because He does. I'll be lying. But what you should be seeking is Him, not signs. Are you guys getting what I'm saying? What you should be seeking is Him, not signs. You've got to look past all that stuff, because usually the signs is how we get caught out. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, please drop us a line. Let us know what God's word is doing in your life. Please share it with others, you know, Facebook it, repost it, tweet it, whatever. Just get the message out. God bless you. Have a great week, or enjoy whatever is left of it. And remember, it's all about Christ in you, expressing Himself through you. Catch you on the next episode of Pastor O's Corner. God bless.